Which Way LA is made possible in part by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the Nathan Cummings Foundation, the Rosalind and Arthur Gilbert Foundation, and the John Randolph Haynes and Dora Haynes Foundation, which supports study and research into policy issues of the Los Angeles region.
Gang violence and city taxes. Hello again, I'm Owen Alney, and this is Which Way LA, KCRW's ongoing series on the issues Southern Californians care about. In February's election, Los Angeles voters may be asked to approve a $30 parcel tax on every property in the city. The objective, $40 million to add to the fight against gangs. Tonight, we'll hear from Mayor Villaraigosa's gang czar and the councilwoman who's pushing for the new tax. We'll also talk with a gang worker and the LAPD about Chief Bratton's new approach to the gangs responsible for 60% of the city's murders. First, here's the news. Wherman Only back with Which Way LA on KCRW. Gang-related homicides are down in Los Angeles, except for the San Fernando Valley. Nobody seems to know quite why. Whatever the answer, there still are some 40,000 gang members who commit almost 60% of the murders in a city of 4 million people. Jeff Carr, minister of the Church of the Nazarene, says that means that political leaders are failing and have been failing for the past 30 years. Those are strong words from the man who's been appointed by Mayor Villaraigosa to coordinate city efforts to cope with criminal gangs. Jeff Carr, welcome to our program.
Thanks, Warren. Good to be on.
Every mayor, as you well know, since Tom Bradley, has vowed to get rid of gangs. What can you do that's different?
Well, I think, first of all, I think we're in a new day. I think the public understands that we've been faced for a number of years now. I think elected officials and political leaders have begun to realize that the strategy we've been using for the last 25 to 30 years, which has primarily been a suppression or a law enforcement strategy, that hasn't worked, that's not led us to greater reductions in the kind of greater reductions in violent crime that we want, nor has it stopped young people, prevented them from actually getting involved in gangs to the degree that I think we'd hope. So I think there's a new political context now. And I think forces are coming together, not just in the city of Los Angeles, but also in the county, to begin to say, you know, this is really a region-wide problem, and we can't just look at it in a microscopic way in our particular jurisdiction, but it's going to take a multi-jurisdictional approach.
What has been wrong with the suppression model that you mentioned a moment ago?
Well, certainly law enforcement is a key piece of this. I mean, when you look at some of the incidents of violence, we need to certainly get some of these young people that are committing some of the most heinous crimes off the streets. But, you know, law enforcement will suggest that it's probably 10 to 15% of, you know, the gang members produce or commit 60 to 70% of the crimes. So I think it's important for law enforcement to be focused on those 10% and find ways to get them off the street. However, what we've done is taken a more broad, sweeping approach to looking at all gang members the same and treating them all the same. And the truth of the matter is we've, in some ways, I think with a law enforcement approach that's been broad-based instead of targeted, we've simply helped reinforce the gang life and the gang cohesion, and particularly look at young people who are actually incarcerated and who are in our prison system. The prison system itself, by the very way they segregate people and who are in the penal institutions into gangs or in certainly by race, that's doing nothing but creating more social cohesion that then when they come back out on the streets, we have a worse problem. And sometimes people who were maybe not violent going in are much more violent when they come out.
Jeff Carr, again, director of the mayor's new Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office. We'll come back to you in a moment. As you indicated, previous anti-gang campaigns have involved high-profile sweeps and mass arrests. Chief William Bratton has adopted a different approach. Charlie Beck is deputy chief for the LAPD. And, Chief, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Do you agree that the suppression-only model, if that's an appropriate term, I think it's probably more complicated than that, but for the purposes of this discussion, that it did reinforce gang life, make things worse rather than better?
Well, I don't know if it made things worse, but it certainly did not eliminate the problem and did not have the desired results. And I speak from a lot of experience in this. I've either been working gangs in South Los Angeles or in charge of gang units for the past 30 years. I've been through all the suppression efforts that the Los Angeles Police Department and the Sheriff's Department have been involved in for three decades now. And the problem, while it is less than it had was in the height of its terror in the 90s, is still not as abated. Still not have abated, and I don't see an end in sight given our current mode of straight suppression. You know, you have to give these youngsters, young men, young women, a place to go. You can't just lock them up. You know, there's not enough jail space, and like Jeff says, and when you put them in the jails, you know, you create another subset of problems because of what we have going on in California jails.
So what are you doing now that's different from what you did, or what the LAPD did before Chief Bratton?
Well, you know, it's not so much that it's every little piece of it is different. There's very few new ideas under the sun. But what we've done is we've combined a lot of things and trying to work the problem at a much deeper root level. One of the things that I think one of the things that's been in the paper recently is the use of gang intervention. You know, the police department has always had some relationship with gang intervention, and in some parts of the city it's been very good. But in South Bureau, the area of the city that's responsible for the vast majority of gang homicide, where literally the number one cause of death for young men of color in certain age brackets is homicide, number one cause of death. Suppression has not worked well hand-in-hand with intervention. But they really are two groups of dedicated people that want the same thing. They want to end killing of young people by other young people who probably live just two or three blocks away. And so what we are doing in South Bureau is to develop better relationships with intervention, to help intervention become a more professionalized vocation, to help set some standards, to work with them very much to set some standards, industry standards for interventionists, and to build a coalition between the intervention, the myriad of intervention agencies, so that they can have a singular voice and have the ability to work well with city government, which has been a big problem. You know, interventionists are by nature hardcore interventionists, and we're talking, you know, and I think that's, you have to be very clear, Warren, what exactly that means. That's somebody that can go into a neighborhood that's experiencing back and forth shootings and negotiate with gang members to stop the shooting, you know, to talk to them about a better way, help those that want out of the life. So this is a very specialized ability that by its very nature requires a what many people call a license to operate or some degree of credibility in the gang life in those neighborhoods. So by their very nature, they're not an organized group, and we're trying to help them to that level. We're trying to help them be more responsive to the police department's perception of where the hotspots are. And so far that and a bunch of other things that have been going on, including the Watts Gang Task Force, headed by Janice Hahn, and a number of other things, have resulted in a 25% decrease, over 25% decrease in gang homicides in South Bureau year to date. And to give you an idea what that means, that's 25 fewer young adults that have been shot dead in the street this year than last.
Charlie Beck, again, Deputy Chief of the LAPD. We'll come back to him and Jeff Carr, the mayor's new Director of Gang Reduction and Youth Development, in a moment. First of all, Manny Velasquez is with us. He's been working with gangs in the San Fernando Valley. He's been doing this for 30 years, too. He's Director of Youth Development at PAY. That stands for Positive Alternatives for Youth. Manny Velasquez, good to have you on our program.
How you doing?
Are you the kind of hardcore interventionist that the chief's talking about?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's something that I've been doing for the last 30 years, and I tell you, it's not easy work. You go home feeling like you've accomplished and you didn't accomplish anything, but the cool thing is you wake up and you see the people you just helped save are still alive the next day, and that's the goal of intervention work. But to do it, there's a lot of do's and don'ts and a lot of bending the rules and compromising and not be able to promise anything that you can't fulfill.
When you hear Chief Beck talk as he did just a moment ago, Is this new and different for you? Is this the first time that the LAPD has sounded like that?
No, for me, it's new to hear them actually say it publicly. But in the past, it's been always been behind closed doors and small groups of people. Again, it's people need to understand the culture of dealing with gangs and our own culture as citizens of Los Angeles. The gangs change, so does citizens change. But you have the old school, the new school way of looking at things. And back in the days, those just things you just didn't do and wasn't acceptable. The old guard of LAPD were just by the book, and there was zero tolerance to people like myself. With the new officers that are coming in, some that I know personally grew up with, you know, they get caught between, well, do we work with Manny or do we do what everybody else has been doing before us? And times have changed, and for me personally, it's kind of good to hear officers speak publicly about this, but historically, people like myself have been working in the shadows, and that's how it's been for many of us.
When the chief talks about you needing a license to operate and credibility with the people that you have to deal with, particularly when it comes to getting people, you know, not to retaliate after there's been a shooting or something of that kind, does it help or hurt for the LAPD to have changed its tune publicly in the way that it has?
It's going to help, but it's also going to hurt, because what I don't agree with right now currently is with the law enforcement and the mayor's office publicly acknowledging gang members in the media. For many years, that was a thing not to do. And for them to say, we're going to go after X gang and Y gang and put it in the media, you know, really does a disservice to people like myself, because in working with young people, we're trying to defuse a situation. And when there's a homicide, it's a trophy. If it's an attempted murder, you know, it's half a trophy. If they assaulted somebody, you know, it's a quarter of a reward. But where you actually give them something that they can buy, you know, 50 cents every day and say, look at our neighborhood did something, that's not the cool thing. It really contradicts the work that I think we're all doing. But again, society has changed and the people look at things differently. So again, I think part of the problem is you're having people like the mayor, a lot of law enforcement, who really don't know people like myself. You know, I've been here a lot longer than a lot of the current, you know, gang detail guys that are working. And I've never broken bread with them. They've never come out and search, you know, and seek me out, because I don't feel I need to go and looking for them. We're working in the same neighborhoods, doing the best job that we can. The difference between gang intervention workers and law enforcement is they carry a badge and a bulletproof vest and a gun. All we have is our cell phones and an ID that says who we are. But beyond that, there's a world of difference between how we do and do this kind
okay.
of work.
Manny Velasquez, again, Director of Youth Development at Positive Alternatives for Youth, or PAY, in the San Fernando Valley. Jeff Carr, let me go back to you again. Working for the mayor as the new gang reduction and youth development officer, you have been working with people in the neighborhoods for a very long time. Father Gregory Boyle of Homeboy Industries said when you were appointed, you were exactly the right kind of person. He was astounded, he said, that, and he said it on this program, that Mayor Villaraigosa would pick a person such as yourself. What about this new policy of publicly acknowledging the names of gangs, putting out a list of the 10 most wanted? Does that, as Manny Velasquez suggests, run the risk of being part of the trophy process?
Well, I think, you know, Chief Bratton and the law enforcement is doing the best they can in terms of trying to figure out how to identify and to deal with the most violent gang members. I think what I'm really trying to focus on is to get out into communities. As you said, Warren, I've spent most of my 20 years here in Los Angeles with living in some of the toughest neighborhoods in the city. And I'm a firm believer that the answers really do reside in the community. I think sometimes government has gotten in the way and not created the kind of context where we can really solve problems at a local level. So in my first 2 months here on the job, I've spent as much time as I possibly can out in the communities. I've met with gang intervention workers. I've visited some of the challenging neighborhoods in the valley and different parts of the city and really tried to listen to folks. I've been working with Chief Beck and I'm very excited about some of the organizing that's being done by the gang intervention workers and their own desire to professionalize the work they're doing, to try and create some standards for how they operate. And I think all of that is going to lead to more effective work in our city. And particularly, you know, our strategy is really trying to target or to look at particular communities where we have some of the most acute violence in the entire city of Los Angeles. And there's already, you know, I think a pretty good, as Chief Beck said, pretty good law enforcement coordination there. I think what we need to do a better job of is coordinating the prevention and the intervention and the reintegration. And our strategy includes putting some additional resources into those areas to try and leverage the existing programs and projects that are working and find ways to kind of fill the gaps.
That's Jeff Carr, who's director of the mayor's new Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office. He'll have $168 million to work with as L.A.'s gang czar. City Councilwoman Janice Hahn says that's not enough. On next February's ballot, she wants a $30 parcel tax on every property owner. Ms. Hahn, good to have you back on our program.
Nice to be here, Warren.
Why do we need more money?
Well, I think we have not even come close to investing the kind of money we need to invest in on the front end. You know, we've been fighting the war on gangs for 20 years in the city of Los Angeles. We've arrested about 400,000 people, and yet we have, you know, seven times as many gangs, twice as many gang members today as we did when it started. Right now, taxpayers and victims it's costing them $2 billion annually because of gang violence. It costs us about $1.67 million on each gang murder. So we've got to spend more money on prevention, on after-school programs, on job training programs, on intervention workers. And if we can really flood resources into those efforts, I honestly believe, coupled with more law enforcement, coupled with suppression in our city attorney gang injunctions, then we have a better chance at winning this war on gangs.
Let me ask you this. The controller of the city, Laura Chick, has said that until she conducts an audit to indicate better than we know now what really works and what doesn't work, that you may be just throwing money after good money after bad by raising money and putting it into the programs that already exist. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, certainly we need to make sure that we're accountable to our taxpayers. That's absolutely right. And right now, we have given her the money to do just that, audit the programs right now that are spending taxpayer dollars on gang prevention, intervention, after-school programs. And I think that's right. And I think when her audit is done in January, we will have a good sense of which programs work and which programs don't
work. So can you write the parcel tax measure then in such a way as to only support those that really do
work? Absolutely. In fact, that's in the ballot language. It says that we will only fund programs that have demonstrated success in keeping kids from joining gangs in the first place. We will only distribute these funds based on data from LAPD, from schools. You know, we're going to look at things like school attendance and truancy and dropout rates and levels of gang violence and violent crimes. We're only going to appropriate these dollars in the communities, as Jeff Carr said, that really, you know, need this. And we know there's the Boys and Girls Clubs. There's LA's Best. We know there's programs right now that do work. So I think coupled with her audit, we will make sure that this is the most accountable, responsible measure that we've ever put before the voters.
All right. A lot of different programs to do a lot of different things. Let me go back to Manny Velasquez again with PAY, the Positive Alternatives for Youth out in the San Fernando Valley. Councilwoman Hahn just mentioned the gang injunction program of the city attorney. How does that work as far as you're concerned? And is that a good and positive strategy?
Well, personally, I'm against the gang injunctions because my center is in between the Blight Street gang injunction and Langdon Street gang injunction. I'm not far away from the Canoga Park gang injunction and also the other gang abatement programs in Pacoima. And most of my youth come from those neighborhoods. So personally, all it does is it spreads it out further from where it is. Listening to her talk and her making references to the Boys Club, Ali's Best, which I support because my daughter went through it, and it influenced her. But people like the Boys Club and other agencies who've been around for years. You know, you got to pay to be a part of, to be a member. My program, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Laws and things and money has been allocated to agencies where the kid has to get into trouble in order to get services. At our place, you can just want to get out of the neighborhood, you need a place to hang out, the door is wide open.
Let me go back to Charlie Beck, the deputy chief of the Los Angeles Police Department. From your standpoint, Chief, what about the gang injunctions? As some people say, it just moves the problem from one neighborhood to another. There's been a lot of criticism of it. Just interested in your take.
Well, Warren, you know, Manny and I are going to have to disagree on this one, and I know that that he runs a great program out there, and this is no disrespect to him at all. Gang injunctions work when they're done thoughtfully, when they're enforced respectfully, and when they're targeted at gangs that need that focus. You know, one of the core aspects of Los Angeles street gangs is that they are territorial. It's not like a South Central or a South LA gang member can go to the San Fernando Valley and reestablish roots. You know, that does happen on rare occasions, but is that a common avenue?
Mm-hmm.
No. Gang injunctions have proven, when used with a lot of other programs that we're talking about today, alternatives to prevention, intervention. Gang injunctions, when used with those with programs that support those two ideals, work.
Okay, Janice Hahn, back to you. Will the gang injunction program, given that there is disagreement about it, be one of the things that's evaluated before the measure goes on the ballot?
Well, the money that we would be raising, the $30 million a year, would only go towards prevention, intervention, after-school job training. The city attorney's injunction would not qualify for any kind of funding from this stream of revenue. This is going to go on the front end to keep kids from joining gangs in the first place. But we know when we ask voters, do they want more police? Do they want more prevention programs? They come back pretty regularly saying, we want both.
Okay.
We want law enforcement. There are some neighborhoods that want gang injunctions because it's able to give law-abiding citizens back their neighborhood. But they also think we haven't been fighting this war properly because we've not invested in our young people. We've not given them a real positive choice.
Okay,
to gang
let me go back to Jeff Carr. We're almost out of time here. Again, just appointed by the mayor to deal with this issue citywide. Connie Rice, the city civil rights leader, for $600,000 has just completed a study of L.A. gangs. She says we need up to $1 billion, really, to deal with the problem adequately. But she also said that with your $168 million, you may not have full control over that because the people that already the various city leaders, don't really want to coordinate with other agencies. They don't want to move staffs around and that kind of thing because they're afraid of angering the city workers and the unions. That's a big problem. Are you concerned about it?
Well, I think we need to be clear on what this $168 million is. First of all, that's money that touches kids all over the entire city. So much of that, you could argue, is youth development. I mean, that's everything from the Tregman Golf Academy to various department programs like even DWP that does youth hiring and stuff like that. Probably the amount of money that's spent really more exclusively on gang prevention and intervention by the city is probably more like about $38 million, it seems like. But I do.
So you'd be getting double if almost double if the measure would pass in February.
Yeah, I think we're talking about resources that would enable us to expand some of the work we're doing. But look, we also need to figure out how we can coordinate what we already do better, not just in the city, but also with the county. If you look at the number of agencies and entities that touch a young person's life, frankly, the county probably has much more resources than even the city does. If you look at Department of Children and Family Services, the Probation Department, mental health.
But you need to coordinate them.
We've got to do a better job of coordinating. In fact, I just came from a meeting where we were meeting as a county, various representatives, including Sheriff Baca and Chief Bratton and other county leaders, Bill Fujioka, specifically to talk about, look, we need to prioritize as a region our focus on this issue, and we have got to find ways to cut down the silos and find ways to work together in a more targeted way, in a comprehensive way, to really attack this problem.
Okay.
I think that's been our challenge over the years, is we have not been as collaborative as we need to be to address this issue.
I'm sorry to say we are out of time. We never get a chance to do more than scratch the surface of this extraordinarily complex and difficult problem. Four of the people in the city who know most about it, Jeff Carr, director of the new Gang Reduction and Youth Development Office for the mayor, Janice Hahn with the L.A. City Council, Charlie Beck, deputy chief of the LAPD, and Manny Velasquez, director of Youth Development Programs at Positive Alternatives for Youth, or PAY, in the San Fernando Valley. Thanks very much to all of you for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Which Way LA, produced tonight by Christian Bordahl and Vanessa Romo, technical director Mike Newport. I'm Armin Alney. Join us again for Which Way LA on 89.9 KCRW.
Which Way LA is made possible in part by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the Nathan Cummings Foundation, the Rosalind and Arthur Gilbert Foundation, and the John Randolph Haynes and Dora Haynes Foundation, which supports study and research into policy issues of the Los Angeles region.